A break for some student loan borrowers. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Biden's expected to announce today a student loan forgiveness program. Details aren't public yet, but reportedly under consideration has been wiping out $10,000 in student loan debt for borrowers making under $125,000 a year. That's not enough relief for some members of Congress. It's too much for others.
It's not just Republicans who are sounding the alarms. Some Democrats say this could blow back on them in the midterms, and even nonpartisan analysts say this could be so costly that it undoes any deficit reduction that came out of the Inflation Reduction Act.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. The president today also announcing another $3 billion in military aid for Ukraine. It's Independence Day there, also 6 months since the start of the Russian invasion. A federal judge has questions about Donald Trump's lawsuit over the FBI's search of his home.
The district judge appointed by former President Trump wants his legal team to explain why her court has jurisdiction over the case and what precise relief they're looking for. In a lawsuit filed this week, Trump's team is asking for a special master to review the documents taken from his home that are reportedly classified. Trump claims all documents in his home were declassified and is asking for the Justice Department to stop reviewing them. The judge's deadline for Trump's team to respond to her questions is Friday. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A Democrat wins a special election in New York's 19th congressional district.
Pat Ryan defeated Republican Mark Molinaro in the highly competitive swing district last night, and by focusing heavily on protecting abortion rights. On the other hand, Molinaro made this a referendum on President Biden and inflation. Republicans outspent Democrats, but in the end, still lost.
Fox's Brian Yannis. A Tennessee Highway Patrol trooper and a sheriff's deputy are killed in a helicopter crash. It hit a power line. They're the only two people on board. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New York House Democrat Jerry Nadler wins his primary against Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney. A new congressional map forced them to compete. In Florida, Congressman Charlie Crist wins the Democrats' primary to take on Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. A missing teenager is confirmed to have been found dead.
Sheriff's officials in Placer County, California, say that an autopsy has concluded that the body that was found in a car in a reservoir on Sunday was Kylie Rodney's. The 16-year-old had been missing since August 6th, last seen at a large party at a campground not far from where her body was found inside her Honda CRV. The confirmation comes just days after a volunteer team announced it had located her vehicle. Her family released a statement on Monday thanking law enforcement and the community for helping in the search for Kylie. The Nevada County Coroner's Office has not released a cause of death. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
There's a flash flood threat in the southeast.
Heavy rain that caused record totals and flash flooding across Texas will shift towards the lower Mississippi Valley, Alabama, and Florida the next few days. Above average temperatures continue for California and the Northwest. Fire danger will be high as dry conditions and hot weather persists. Showers and thunderstorms will also impact parts of the northern plains and the upper Midwest, as well as the southwest, where the monsoonal pattern brings more wet weather to the region.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. Dinosaur tracks are discovered in Texas.
Dinosaur tracks made 113 million years ago revealed by severe drought in the Lone Star State. They include a series from a dinosaur similar in size to a Tyrannosaurus that walked on two legs, was at least 20 feet tall, and weighed as much as 7 tons. The Dinosaur Valley State Park superintendent says they're quite a bit older than T-Rex and have a large three-toed track that is very distinct. The park opened 50 years ago and is home to hundreds of tracks of different dinos and other prehistoric animals. CJ Papa, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks are pretty much flat today so far. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.